Shit is hot, but guess what? I'm fucking hot right now, nigga. I'm hot. I'm fucking feeling real evil right now, bro. I'm on demon time. I'm on fucking demon time. I can't podcast with this shit. So you know we're gonna shut this shit off. And I'm gonna keep it on deck. Is it turning off? Yes, it's turning off. Live and direct from the studio that shall be named. I'm hot as fucking balls right now. You know why? Because I feel like I'm gonna keep it a bean. I feel like since my uncle passed, I've been tested. Like, I don't know why. From all different directions, bro. I mean, I've been tested for a little bit. I mean, everybody's tested every day, kinda ish. But I've been heavily tested since my uncle died, and I just don't get it. Like, I've been just, it's like I got test me on my head at all times. Pause. I got that shit tatted on me. Oh, shit. The saber fell. I got this shit with me today because I'm feeling real evil. I'm feeling real, like, Sith. I'm getting very Sith vibes, like Duel of the Fates kind of. If you know, you know. I'm here with my boy Shawn Michaels, HBK. Yo, say something. Nah, fuck you, nigga. Fuck everybody. I'm done, bro. I'm done. Niggas was talking about, yo, Jimmy got a head tie. He's fucking, he's not playing around. The nigga's crazy. He's on another level. Goddamn fucking right I am. I'm done with niggas, bro. Stop testing me because I am going to touch you. That sounded real like, hold on. Let me run that back. Because that sounded real like against your will. Sus pedophilia type. Not pedophilia. I'm not talking about kids. I mean, I will touch my son if he ever gets disrespectful, but not in that way, like a gangster, I'm gonna touch you kind of way. You know what I'm saying? Let me just run this shit back real quick. Yo, listen, I'm just over it. Fuck everything. Fuck clown ass niggas. I really don't. Here's my biggest thing, right? And if you're a dude listening to this podcast who's constantly being tested and constantly like, yo, what the fuck is going on? Bro, this podcast is for you. I really mind my business. Like, truly. And I don't say that just to sound cute. I'm being dead fucking serious. When I say that I mind my business, all I do is work. Take care of my kids. Be with my kids at that. Shout out to deadbeat niggas. Fuck you niggas. Fuck deadbeats. I don't have the time for any type of extra stupid, uncalled for type of behavior, bro. I really don't. I work. I bust my ass. I'm going to talk my shit right now. I bust my ass. I am a full-time barber who makes niggas look and feel great. They walk out that shop demanding to get their dick sucked. And I'm not going to lie. I'm like 60, 70% of the reason why it happened. I run 3 podcasts. They call me Jimmy 3 Pods now. That's what they call me. I didn't fucking pick the name. They picked the name for me. I got 3 podcasts now. Shout out to my boy Eric. Shout out to my wrestling niggas. There's too many of them. Yeri, fucking Scotty, Gary, all these fucking dumb niggas. They just leave beer in my fucking studio. And now I gotta fucking fuck them niggas too. Yo, fuck all of it, bro. Honestly, I'm thinking about shutting this shit down. It doesn't even matter. It doesn't, it isn't real. It doesn't exist. Aside from all of that, like I said, I'm a fucking full-time dad. I have no time. I got like 1 or 2 nights of the week to myself. I don't got time to be in anybody's business. I don't got time to hit up another nigga's bitch. I don't got time for none of that. So fuck all you niggas. Fuck deadbeats. Fuck fuck Shawn Michaels. Fuck the flat earthers. Big fuck you to the flat earthers. I mean, come on. You guys are retarded, first of all. So how we doing? Fuck the IRS too, actually. Them niggas sent me a letter today. They were like, yo, we're tacking on $100 of interest in the next 30 days. If you don't pay this shit, we're going to fucking tack on another. I started doing my taxes 2 years ago. I'm going to keep it a buck. I didn't pay last year's. I'm going to pay this year's and last year's this year. But until then, IRS, come take it out of my fucking pocket, nigga. Come over here. Come to fucking and take it out my fucking pocket, nigga. I'm done. I'm done with everybody. I'm done. That's it. That's the pod. I'm locking it in at about 5 minutes or whatever the fuck, however the fuck long it's been. I'm clocking it in right now. This podcast is called Fuck All You Niggas. And that's it. That's the pod. Nah, I seen, you know what? Let me take the glasses off. Let me take the glasses off. Now we're going to fucking decompress. Now we're going to fuck you niggas. All right, cool. That's the last time, I promise. All right. I'm going to light this candle because I got a little evil in this bitch and I'm still feeling very evil. I'm still feeling very fucking, hold up. Shout out to fucking Maddie B, the business, and Chelsea's bitch ass. This is a nice Virgin de Guadalupe. This looks, I'm not going to say it, never mind. Let me hit this intro because everything's all over the place and we'll be right back.
Welcome to hell. Beep, that meet my boy.
I don't pay my taxes.
Your girlfriend called me Kumar.
Take it out.
Your name's Jimmy, fucking scumbag.
I just love the drop the address thing. I really do. Like, it just makes it so official. But I had to block it out because I don't need, excuse me, dumb niggas pulling up. How you doing? I got a head tat. Everybody thinks I went crazy. I've been crazy. That's why I got the head tat. I've been going through a lot of shit. I've gone through a lot of loss. A lot of loss. And with that loss, you lose pieces of yourself. I've dealt with it. I'm dealing with it. I've gotten better at dealing with it. And I got the shit in the hold. I got the head tat. It's a rose.
In case you guys didn't see it on the fucking gram.
I want to joke around a little bit and play around a little bit about the whole niggas crazy, this, that, and the third, whatever. I guess it takes a type of crazy to say I really needed to feel that kind of pain. And I got a rose realistically representing, not representing, but for who I've lost. Because remember, if you've been following me from the beginning, I've lost my grandmother, who was like a mother to me, who was my mother, basically. Shout out to my mom. She's my mom, but my grandmother's my mother. I lost my uncle in one of the most unexpected fucking life shaking ways, who I had a complicated but close relationship with, who a lot of things that have been happening in my life lately, I would have loved to I would have normally talked to about and seek that raw, unfiltered advice from. And I needed to feel pain, like I said. Since then, I feel like I've lost pieces of myself. And I've been losing my fucking mind. And I'm in therapy, so niggas don't gotta listen to this podcast and be like, oh my God, he's gonna kill himself. Nah, bro, like, we chilling. Like, I lately take the pain, I take the anger, I take whatever the fuck it is, and I don't want to do things to myself. I pick up this fucking microphone, and I fucking kill this microphone every single time. And I truly believe that. And I do it because I love it. And if people tune in and fuck with it, great. If people tune in and relate to it, even better. But lately I've been tested, bro. Tested by a whole people from all weird walks of life. The funniest one lately was a deadbeat telling me that I need to worry about my kids. And I saw a funny video on Instagram that made me think about that. This happened like last month. But I saw a video. I saw that video running around on Instagram. Running around on Instagram. I don't even know if anybody's ever said that, but I just created it. So here we are. I wonder if this Bluetooth thing works. Is that what that was? All right. I saw this video floating around on Instagram, and I was like, yo, it was the nigga with the, I couldn't find it to play it for you guys, but it was like somebody in the fucking club pretty much on some like, where's your baby mama or some shit. I'm going to look harder. Hold on. I think Eric posted it, or he sent it to me. Where's it at? You got to be prepared with this shit, Jimbo. You can't, you're kind of running like a fucking, you know what I'm saying? You're running a fucking tight ship. Here we go. Yo, this is insane. It says, take care of your son. I don't know how real this is. The dude looks a little, like, perplexed. But it says, when your BD lives at the club and doesn't take care of his son. I know a nigga like this, and he had the nerve to say, worry about your kids. Suck my dick. Because I have my kids all week. I have my daughter half the week. I see my son pretty much every day. I fucking love him. I am a long, tan, and handsome, big... I don't even got to finish the fucking sentence. And I really could be out here wilding out and slaying this thing and slaying bitches left and right. But number one, not me. Number two, I don't even have time for one bitch. I don't. There's no... that sound I just made was me fucking... coming up for air with how much shit I'm drowning in every week. And it's my own shit. It's the shit that I love working on. It's a comedy podcast. It's a movies and food podcast. It's a fucking wrestling podcast. It's handing out fucking 38 skin fades. 38 skin fades a day is crazy. I'm going to fucking say on average 10 to 15 skin fades a day. Yo. I don't even have time for one bitch. And I thought about this also because a friend of mine from long ago, she was sharing her frustration. She did the good old go to social media and bitch about my co-parent. And I can't, and I'm laughing at it because it's funny. And I've also done it before I had my little court situation. But... She was expressing her frustration with that topic. The whole, like, there's niggas out there who make all the time in the world, horny niggas, right? Who make all the time in the world for like another bitch, or in other cases, every bitch under the sun. First of all, hello, penicillin shot. Second of all, yeah, that's part of it for me. Like, yo, bro, I'm like, these niggas are not like hypochondriacs enough. Can we bring back hypochondriacs one time? Just one time. Hey. Bring back, shout out to the current hypochondriacs, aka me. I really fucking went to the sex ed slash like nurse's office in high school one time because my fucking dick hit the toilet bowl. That's how long my shit is, bro. My dick hit the toilet bowl and I was fucking 16. That shit was like extra girthy. But my shit hit the my shit hit the toilet bowl and I went to the nurse's office. I was like, "Yo, can I get a test?" "Why?" "Oh, cuz I think like I might have something." "Are you sexually active?" At 16, I would love to say yes, but no, I'm not. I'm a fucking virgin. "Okay, so why do you think so and so?" "Well, my dick hit the bottom of the toilet. I'm a little scared. It's a little itchy. I might be creating it in my head." "No, Mr. Luca, that's not how it works. Please go back to class." "All right, thank you. Bye." That's the type of nigga I am. I'm not gonna lie. I've had some whole phases. We all are entitled to them. We're all going to have them at one point in my life or another. My daughter's probably gonna have it. That's fucking terrible. My son's gonna have it. Good for him. Like, whatever. Listen, bro. Yeah, that's just I move as carefully as I can, and I don't even have the time for one bitch. So I don't understand these niggas who like throw away or sacrifice time with their kids to swim in another bitch or multiple bitches. I just don't get it. It couldn't be me. I've literally had women tell me, "Oh, you know, I just don't think you don't have time in your schedule for me. It's fine. It's cool. Whatever. Okay, cool. Bye. Part ways. Boom. I wish you all the best in your future endeavors and all that other shit." And it's fine. But there are dudes out there who I don't get it. I don't understand. But here we are. Here we are, and one of them has the fucking gall to tell me, "Worry about your kids." Nigga. I wanted to fucking look at this Rough and Rowdy clip. I don't normally do this, but I want to have some fun because it's been tense. It's been a little tense. Also, side note, by the way, if you have a friend and that friend happens to be, scratch that shit, reverse it, quick with little Willy Wonka reference. If you have a friend and that friend happens to have a baby mama, you don't slide in the baby mama's DMs. You just don't. It's just against the rules. And that's the type of shit that gets you smacked up. That's it. That's the tweet. And it's a general statement, really, because unfortunately, I've had it happen on multiple occasions. Yo, it's actually funny. It's happened twice. One baby mama each, it's happened to. Where like quote unquote friends would slide up in the DMs and like say and with compliments, and they shade it. And that's how they kind of like protect themselves. Cause when I check them on it, it's like, "Hey, man, I was just complimenting her. Didn't think you'd take it personal. I'm so sorry. Blah, blah, blah." Like, nigga, you knew what you were doing. I would rather you just, like, just stop all that other bullshit. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, first of all. I'm not a liar, but I am a bull. I can be an incredible bullshitter. And you cannot bullshit a bullshitter. My dad taught me that, actually. Shout out to Big Jimmy. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, my nigga. I do think it is 100% against the rules. And like, love cotton mouth. I do think it is against bro code. And when these things happen, you ask, I'm an open-minded nigga, so I ask out everybody from all walks of life, yo, what do you think of this? Oh, nah, you can never do that. That's wrong. That's dead wrong. What are you doing complimenting your boy's BM? Not your boy's ex, because, like, whatever. I also believe you shouldn't. But when it's, like, you have a kid with the person, that's, like, a whole nother level of ex. But there's niggas out there who have no rules, no morals, no nothing. They have no respect. And when you don't have any respect, you don't fucking get respect. So. But don't bullshit it. Just. I'd rather you straight up be like, yeah, bro. I definitely tried to fuck your son or your daughter's mother. And it didn't work. And I'm sorry. That's it. I would probably respect that more. You're still a piece of shit, but I would respect it more. But yeah, now that I got all that off my chest, it just needed to happen because I'm really like I mind my business. I don't hit up no niggas, bitches, and none of that other shit. I don't spend my time talking about people for no reason. And that's it. Just please stop testing me. Okay, I'm done. I wanted to laugh at this clip real quick because this is insane. It's a rough and rowdy clip. It was on Instagram, and I just wanted to address something real quick. So here you guys go.
I'm so scared of this ring girl, yet I can't look away. Yeah. We got John Wayne Gacy, Frankenstein, Charlie Manson.
She smiles.
I think that's Kramer on her cap.
Yeah, and a scary clown.
Oh, it's, I think that's John Wayne Gacy.
There's also Freddy Krueger, I think.
Yo, bro, this is a clip from Rough and Rowdy, Barstool Sports. They're promoting an event this Friday, live from West Virginia. And the caption reads, "Ring girls as terrifying as they are breathtaking." Breathtaking? I mean, like, would I probably absolutely love? I don't know about love. Would I probably absolutely fucking toss that bitch? Absolutely. Probably. But it goes back to the other shit that I was talking about. Yo, you know what's crazy? That right there. That's crazy. That looks crazy. Fucking coming down the aisle from fucking West Warwick, bro. That looks insane. Shorty is scary. She's a little, like, petite little, I'll fucking toss you around maybe on a fucking drunk night. Have some fun. Something about you, you gotta do some crazy shit. You gotta give some crazy head, or you gotta do some crazy shit when you're on top or something. That's what she looks like. She looks like a good time. Would I wife it? Would I date her? No. Is there other niggas out there who would, and that's their cup of tea? Yes. And what I was going to get at is, yes, there's somebody for everybody. Absolutely. Always. Even the weird niggas that I was talking about in the beginning. There's bitches like that out there. There's bitches who love deadbeat niggas. There's somebody for everybody. I'm not a hating ass nigga. I can admit that. But what I don't understand is what's good with the white girls who are obsessed with serial killers. This bitch had the craziest shit tattooed on her. And I've met bitches like that. I've known bitches like that. I've laid with bitches like that. And they're pretty fucking scary. Like, be spooky, baby, but don't be that spooky. Like that. Yo, like I watched the very, very late, amazing show, and I was very late to it. The Dahmer show. Hard watch. A whole lot of zesty shit and just a whole lot of sick shit. There was a part at the end of the show that had like, it was like, where is it? There was a part at the end of the show towards the end. It was one of the last episodes where bitches was really writing to this nigga in jail, like worshiping him, sending him fan mail, sending him I love you mail. Like, that's what these, yo, it's always the white girls. I've never, ever, ever met an extreme spooky bitch who wasn't white. And I say extreme because, like, yes, I love a little spooky bitch. I genuinely do. I genuinely love a little spooky bitch. But that right there, that's a little too extreme spooky. You guys know I don't like extreme shit. I don't like extreme liberals. I don't like extreme fucking conservatives. I don't like extreme politics. I don't like extreme anything. Don't be like so extreme about that type of shit. If you're going to be extreme. Actually, don't be extreme, no. Because even like I love wrestling and there's extreme wrestling niggas who smell like shit, who are insanely overweight, obese, morbidly obese, whatever the fuck you want to call it, live in their mother's basements. There's extreme, like, crystal collecting bitches. You got a nice little cute little crystal on your fucking, on your TV, on your entertainment stand, your TV stand. One little thing, cool, fine. It adds a little bit of aesthetic. But if you got like 87 crystals, see you later, pal. All right? Be a pumpkin drinking spooky bitch. Don't be a fucking extreme spooky bitch. Don't be too extreme. Like, I remember the first time, right? That's the type of bitch right there in that video who would have like a collection of like bones with the, like the skeletons with the antlers, with the horns. Like, why do you have that? And I started off the podcast on some evil shit. I'm wearing the fucking Astro Tees with the horns, with the Darth Maul with the horns. Like, but that's on another level. Like, why am I walking into your room and you have at least one? You shouldn't even have one. I've seen bitches have like multiple. But the first experience I had with like, I had this funny phase in New York, and I gotta be honest. And for those who don't know, for those who are listening for the first time, I grew up uptown Manhattan, Harlem, Washington Heights. Occasionally I chill in the Bronx. Very grimy, very like, it's minorities. Like, if you have a white joint in your class, it is a very like rare thing. So I think I went my whole middle school and most of high school dating, and do I call it dating when I'm that young? No, I guess like having little flings with these girls who looked like me and they were beautiful. And I think the first time in high school because it wasn't in middle school. Middle school was still like Spanish, black. In high school, for the first time, I laid my eyes on a couple white girls that for some reason they were from like Queens or more downtown or wherever. Their parents were doing all right. For some reason, they ended up going to school in Harlem, probably because they were fucked up. Because why are you going to my school? I'm going to my school because just like the rest of most of my neighborhood, I'm fucked up. I didn't get the best grades in middle school, so I got stuck over here instead of fucking John. What's a good one? Stuyvesant. I think that's where my boy Mario went. Shout out to Mario. Or he tried to hook me up with some joint over there, some white girl. But yeah, like I got my first like look at some white girls in high school and I was like, yo, and like they were almost all on the emo wave. And I was like, yo, there's something different about this joint. Like she like they remind me of like the interesting little like low key fire, but you wouldn't know it until like you really like peeled layers, like Shorty from the Breakfast Club, like the fucking the girl that got the makeover. There's something different about them. One piqued my interest. I won't name names because I don't kiss and tell. But I remember went to her crib. She lived in the Upper West Side, I think it was. It wasn't far from Harlem. It was like a couple stops down. And I walked up into her fucking room. Her parents were at work after school. And she had one of them things hanging on the fucking wall. One of the, I don't know what it was, but it was like the shit with the, with one of the fucking skeletons with the antlers, bro. And I was like, damn. Now I feel like I gotta pray just out of nowhere in your crib. Like, I feel like I have to bust out the holy water and just start praying. And my fucking little bitch ass at 16, you know what I fucking did, bro? I went into that bathroom. I prayed. This is what I did at fucking 16, bro. This was stupid. I walked into the bathroom. Okay? And Shorty was definitely ready. 100% ready. I thought I was ready. I was very excited. My shit was pulsing through my pants. Hormones going crazy. I walk into the bathroom. Beat my shit off. Flush the toilet like a gentleman because you don't need any of the little fucking kitties running around in there just fucking sitting, chilling. I said a prayer. I remember it to this day. I said, God, forgive me. Please camp your angels around me as I try to leave this house. I said try to leave this house because I thought that I was going to be sacrificed. Camp your angels around me as I try to leave this house. And please, whatever energy is in this house, please keep it from following me. I walked out. I said, yo, my mom just called me. I think I'm in trouble. I'll just talk to you at school tomorrow. I was a straight bitch. My dick clearly wasn't, but I think my dick today, because my dick today is very much connected to my brain and my heart a little bit. Back then, there was no connection. It was like it was snipped. It's so crazy. Like when you're a kid and the hormones are going crazy, there's no connection at all. Like at all, there's no connection between your brain and your dick. Now that I'm older, if I see on an Instagram post, you could be like a 5-star bitch, bro. If I see an Instagram post that has the fucking skeleton with the antlers in the background, you're done. It's not gonna work. I'm sorry. My shit is connected now. Since like mid-20s, it's been connected together. Like it just doesn't work unless the big head also loves it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if other niggas are like that. Or if I don't know. I think it's a gift and a curse, honestly. But I couldn't do it. And along the way, I've seen a couple others and I'm like, yo, see you later. The cotton mouth is crazy. I'm so sorry. This is definitely one of those crackhead hours episodes. that I know you guys like. So I love to try to do them every other week or so. There is a problem with my fucking Instagram, by the way, where, and I noticed this because sometimes I send them to my boy because I got the rough and rowdy clip from that. I need Instagram to really leave me alone with the hoes. Like, I'm trying to just go about my day not being a horny ass nigga for like a couple seconds. And then I hop on Instagram and my whole fucking like, you like one model's picture or reel. It's usually reels. You like one model's reels and then they just all like, they throw it all in your face. Like, yo, Instagram, and I'm not saying I am, but like, what if I was a sex addict? You know what I'm saying? Like, what if? What do you, like, what's going on? Stop putting the bad bitches on my shit. It's getting dumb now. Like, the other day, I think it was earlier today, I sent to Eric, I'm like, yo, bro, look at this bitch. Like, it was a fucking, it was some girl with her fucking tits out making coffee, fucking, like, breaking coffee, her whole shit was breaking coffee down to a science, but she also was, like, bad and out there. Like, bro, just stop. Instagram, please leave me alone. Like, you're trying to, like, ruin me. You know what I mean? I gotta chill. It's fucking, it's a late edition. It's a late limited Crackhead Hours edition of Take As Needed. You're fucking welcome. There is a rat war in my city right now. And it's hilarious. And we're going to check this out together because this is crazy.
First anti-rat day of action was held in Harlem.
We've had rats.
Harlem, bro.
First anti-rat day of action was held in Harlem.
We've had rats the size of Crocs. Just running up and down the street like a croc shield.
Not surprised.
An average size 8 running up and down the street.
Rats need food, water, and shelter to survive. Today, we're going to cut off their food source and reduce their habitat. Take away the places they can live.
Oh, shit. Nigga. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like all out war. You heard what that bitch said? They're cutting it all off. There's a war on rats in New York. Whoever that bitch was, bro, shout out to her because she sounds serious. She's cutting it all off. I don't know how they're going to do it, but they're doing it. It's not like that little reel right there looked like a fucking movie trailer to some real shit, like a war on rodents in New York. They're really like gonna make their lives a living hell. It is the people of New York versus the biggest rats you can ever find in the goddamn world. And I could attest to that because I have had some traumatic experiences where exterminators came through and they fucking lifted couches and found fucking rats the size of Yorkies. Stupid. Don't know why they exist. I'm here for the war on rats. Fuck them niggas. Cut them off. Kill them all. And that's it. No more rats. It's becoming more of a problem, probably because New York just keeps rising and rising. But I'm not going to go there. I might go there, but I'm not going to go there. That's wild, bro. Actually, let's go there. New York is sinking. What's up with it? I'm about to call my brother again. Hold up. Let me see if this nigga's going to answer that. He's my favorite, like, yo, let's talk about the end of the world, dude. At first, my brother thought I was losing my fucking mind. And now he's sending me shit. So now it's like, yo, I can't even get peace because you're sending me shit now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't just chill and not think about doomsday, which, by the way, I felt fucking like, yo, I felt it was, I went to New York Not this past weekend, the weekend before. And I took my daughter to the Museum of Natural History and my son. But my daughter was the highlight because she had questions galore. We went into this IMAX If you've been to New York and have gone to the Museum of Natural History, I wouldn't be surprised if you knew already. If you live in New York, I know you did, because when you fucking are in schooling in New York, you go to the Museum of Natural History like 80 times in your life. But I take her into this IMAX dome at the planetarium. And we're watching documentaries. Not documentaries. We're watching a movie about, it was like Beyond Our World or Other Worlds or some shit. And they're highlighting the fact that Mars, they're highlighting things about all the planets. And they're highlighting something. They're highlighting the fact that Mars is a failed Earth. And if you guys don't know, I'm going to freak you out a little bit. Mars has, the entire planet of Mars, and don't fucking question me about this shit, because if I can educate you guys on anything, it's like science, for the most part, maybe some history, but mostly science. Yo, Mars, especially space, Mars is literally a planet full of evidence that there was a civilization there, and it fucking failed. It died out. That's what this movie was telling us. It was telling us that, you know, it left one part out, but it was highlighting the fact that there was definitely life, water, and all this shit on Mars. And there was a climate crisis. It got too hot and things happened. And now Mars is the way that it is. And you can look all this shit up. This ain't like, this is legit. The other thing that they didn't put in there is Mars has signatures of radiation that can only be found in places like Hiroshima that had a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb dropped on it. So Mars just went through all the shit basically that we're about to go through. That's what I got out of that. And what's crazy is my daughter, she's going to be fucking sick. She wants a Barbie party. I'm about to Ken it out. What's crazy to me is that she fucking watches this thing about, they're talking about in that IMAX movie that we watched at the planetarium. They're talking about how Mars is a failed Earth and all of these things happened on there. And the end of the video is basically like, you know, Earth, we need to turn it around and keep our planet clean and treat it well so we don't become Mars. And my daughter, like, we leave and there's a section where it shows, it's a whole section dedicated to climate change and it shows the effects of it. And it's fucking scary. Like, it's crazy to me that there's still people out there who are like, yo, I don't believe in this shit, like, blah, blah. It's like, yo, it's fucking insane that, like, she was using this like thing that you move back and forth, and on the screen as she's moving it back and forth, it shows from the 1900s to now what the pattern is and how it just like keeps going up. She looks at me and she goes, "Dad, we really need to like do better with our planet." And I'm like, "Yeah, we do." And that shit shook me because I'm just sitting there like, "Yo." Number one, my kid is fucking smarter than your kid. And for five, like, holy shit. Like, I'm not even talking about any of this shit in front of her. I'm actually sitting here like, yo, I don't want to talk about it, because at this point, I'm thinking like, yo, it might happen in your lifetime, bud. Hopefully by then I'm gone, but you might be fucked. You might be telling your kids, hey, this is the end. Let's all hold hands on the table, sing Kumbaya, and we're all going down. It stuck with her heavy. That was last week. This week, she's telling me, she randomly asked me in the car this week. She's like, you still use a gas car, right? Out of nowhere. And I'm like, yeah. She's like, are you going to get an electric car? And I'm breaking it down to her. I'm like, listen, like, I don't know if it's 100% the cars. Like, I think it has, it's other things. When you look it up, it's definitely like, you know, a lot of like plants and shit. Like chemical plants and all that other shit. That's the biggest, you know, causes of it. But I told her, I'm like, you know, this is actually, you know what? It's interesting you bring that up, because it's actually, she got it from the video. The video was talking about all that. She's like, it's crazy she brings it up, because I break it down to her. I'm like, you know, it's wild you bring it up, because by 2030, 2035, Rhode Island and Mass, we're supposed to all be on electric cars. She's like, oh, okay. She was like, do you think it's going to fix it? I'm like, I hope. So this kid is literally me, because like when I was younger and I would like catch on to shit like that, like it's wild, because it's not happening right now. Like it's happening slowly, and I guess she's seeing it. But it's kind of on some shit like me during 9/11. Like after 9/11, I was like kind of triggered, and I was like, yo, is this going to happen again? And I'm constantly looking up, and I'm afraid to go on planes to DR. And when I'm on a plane, I'm looking around and fucking making sure, you know, that's my kid right now. And it's wild that this is the world she's growing up in. It's wild of me to have kids during this time. But you know what? I'm going to raise them to be fucking dogs and not victims, because that's not what I believe in. I'm a simple nigga, bro. And when I say I'm a simple nigga, I mean it like this. There are, in this world that we live in, there are victims. What I'm trying to actually say, because now the, I don't know why everything's like hitting me right now at once. There are two types of people in this world. There are victims. You're either a victim or you're not a victim. You can't, like, there's no line to walk. Yes, there are rare occasions where I feel like people are victims of things like murders and rape. Anything that has to do with rape, anything that has to do with a murder, obviously you're a victim. Outside of that, you're not a fucking Nope. Yo, this nigga forgot to use a soundboard.
Get the fuck out of here.
There we go. You know what, again.
Get the fuck out of here.
No one's a victim. Unless it's one of those two things, unless you're dead, or it's a fucking creepy rape thing, then you're not a fucking victim. I'm sorry. No one is. In my mind, we're either all victims or we're not victims. And what I mean by that is we all have trauma. So why the fuck are you special if you have trauma? Why the fuck do you deserve some type of special victim treatment? And this is not targeting anybody at all. I can promise you that. I had my fun in the beginning to throw shots at certain people who deserved it and whatever. And I'm having fun, and I'm letting off some fucking steam. So I don't fucking wring somebody's neck. But now I'm being dead ass. Now I'm just speaking generally here. I just don't believe in the victim mentality. And I want to make my kids. And I say this is a wild time to raise kids, because there's a lot of fucked up things happening in the world. but I'm still going to raise my kids to be absolute fucking dogs. Because if they're not dogs, they're going to be victims. I'd rather be a dog than a fucking victim. Dog it out. Dog it the fuck out. Anytime I'm feeling low, anytime I'm feeling fucking angry, anytime I'm feeling like somebody stabbed me in the fucking back, like I lost shit, like I endured some shit, all that other shit, it doesn't fucking matter. You're not a victim. You're not a victim of COVID. You're not a victim of fucking. I went through 9/11 and I talk about that all the time, and I recognize it. It's not that I can't recognize trauma, and it's not that I can't. It's not that I'm not. Everybody knows. Everybody who knows me knows I'm very big on mental health awareness and all that other shit. But what I'm not going to do and what I don't support is, oh my God, I went through this, or I'm going through this. This is so fucking hard and blah, blah, blah. No, bro. Dog it the fuck out. Get the fuck up. Take the shit that you're dealing with and somehow try to turn it around. Even if my kids do grow up through some crazy apocalypse, guess what? I want to be that fucking family who's running around strapped the fuck up, wearing fucking the fucking skin and the fucking the fur of a wolf, of wolves that we just fucking like murked up north, and we're moving around in a fucking ice age. That's how I want my kids to be raised. My daughter, she's showing signs, and this is me leveling with niggas. My daughter is showing signs of anxiety, definitely. And it runs in the family. Guess what? Guess what I'm teaching her? Dog it the fuck out. Don't let this world dog you to a point where you're a victim and it's all poor me and whatever. It's poor everybody. Guess what? Get the fuck up and dog it out. And I'm gonna leave niggas with that.